Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Do Go On. My name is Dave Warnocky and here I am with Jess Perkins and Matt Stewart.
Here I am.
Here I am as well.
Florida. Oh.
What are you singing for? Weird.
I think that might be the sixth or seventh time that song has somehow come up in the show.
Here comes eight. Is it I, Lord?
Great to be here on the Lord Hour.
Oh, just man. Matt.
Whoever wrote that song, what a self-doubt.
Is it?
Yeah, it is I, you. Lord? I mean, yes, it's you.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Is that Lord?
Yeah. No, no.
Talking like that.
I'm not in a blasphemic mood. Thank you very much. Oh. I'll leave that to you. You heathen child.
I'll be the heathen here.
I'll fill this one. Beelzebub. That's not how you say it, is it, Dave? How do you say it?
Satan.
Why didn't I go with Satan?
Yeah, it seems easier.
Satan always seems easier. But yeah. Fear the Dark Lord.
Yes. Don't always walk the easy path, Jess.
No, I always go the easy way. I'm a big fan of paying for convenience.
Yeah.
And I don't like doing things for myself.
Unless it's paying.
I love to pay.
For convenience.
Oh, I love it.
Spoken like a true Satanist.
Number one thing I spend my money on, convenience.
Yeah. And comfort.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Classic devil worshipper.
Nothing more comfortable than Satan's throne.
Yeah.
I'll get ooh, cushions.
666 packets of satin sheets, please.
Yeah.
Sorry, Satan sheets.
You hate yourself.
Yeah, I'd realised why my brain was thinking of Saturn was because I'm not very imaginative. And a similar word.
You're probably kind of going for silk sheets, really, rather than
yeah, silk satin is what anyway. I probably meant.
Yeah.
Oh, satin, what are you sleeping in?
Yeah. Satin rules.
Velvet sheets for me, thanks. Thick, crushed velvet.
Thick velvet curtains wrap me up. I was born on the stage.
Leather sheets for me.
Water sheets for me.
Ooh.
Cold water. I sleep in a bath.
Oh, that's a little call forward to later on here. So anyway.
Well, before you call forward, shall we just remind people that our Howler show, our Bon Voyage Melbourne show, before we head over to the UK. It's coming up this Saturday. This Saturday afternoon. A couple of tickets left, we believe.
Possibly.
Maybe. Try your luck, kid.
Yeah, go ahead. You know, give it a try.
Kid.
We don't care.
kid.
Go to dogoonpod.com for those tickets. And the other thing really quickly to mention is I launched my brand new show on the Planet Broadcasting Network, the nerdiest show of them all, Book Cheat.
I don't know if that's true.
There's no way that's a nerd. Even on the Planet Broadcasting Network, you are nowhere near the nerdiest. If you're getting called a nerd on the Planet Broadcasting Network, which also includes the podcast Do Go On, a podcast which is about a different nerd learning. There's comic book podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay. One's hosted by a goat, for God's sake.
I think you're safe. I think you're actually probably one of the coolest podcasts on the network.
All right. Well, I just released the coolest podcast on the network, Book Cheat. All about classic books, where I've read it, so you don't have to. I'll tell you all about it. And our two episodes are up right now, The Picture of Dorian Gray with Mr. Sunday Movies and Nick Mason, speaking of the goat, are from the Weekly Planet, and Matt Stewart and Joel Dusha from Sandspans Radio were on the Othello episode. Thanks to everyone that's been jumping in and giving this new thing a crack. Appreciate that.
When I say that a goat hosts a podcast on this network, I was talking about me, greatest of all time. Okay, now.
Who are you talking about? Jess, Satan.
Satan of all time.
Were you in the room when Ben Russell was screaming like a goat just the other day?
Was I in the room?
Yeah, because we were all here.
Oh. That vaguely rings a bell.
Yeah. Oh, it vaguely rings a bell that behind you while you were sitting at your computer trying to do work, Ben Russell was going, very funny.
That does ring a bell. But, I focus hard.
You do.
I was probably working on this report.
I just zoned out before because I was daydreaming about what I'm going to eat on the plane on our way to the UK. I was like, ooh, plane food. I got really excited.
I reckon you're maybe the only person ever who's been excited about plane food.
Ooh, cannot wait for that horrible scrambled egg to be presented for me.
I love those bap rolls with a bit of
butter. And
double
then
bap.
I'm going to watch a movie and I'm going to have a little nap, going to put a little eye mask. Oh, man, so excited.
I'm going to watch a movie as well.
Can we watch the same movie and can we press play at the same time? Please, Matt, please.
Of course.
Yes. Dave, do you want to join or are you too cool for us now?
I'm probably going to be watching something cool, like Cars 2 or something. So,
Moana.
Yeah. I like art films. I'm the coolest member of the Planet Broadcasting Network. Do I have to remind
you? We didn't say that. We said your podcast was cool, not you as a person. Not
cool
you.
By association.
Definitely not you.
With your own podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Podcasting, I mean, in itself is inherently cool.
Very cool. The coolest of the cool do pods.
Anyway, Matt, why don't you do your cool topic right now?
Well, I will, because this is Blockbuster Topher Grace
Maguire month.
Show me the money.
Wait.
Maguire. Okay, great, yeah.
Oh, I went Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, no, we could tell.
I don't see how yours makes any more sense than mine, but
okay. No, it doesn't, but like we knew where you went because of the quote. So,
all right, well,
really, I'm saying
say
kudos
you,
on your joke.
Can I just say to you, I feel the need for speed.
You can
Jerry Maguire again. Great film.
I don't know. How does Jerry Maguire fit into Blocktopher Grace?
Matt, if you don't get it, you're not cool like I am.
Matt, just move on.
Okay, no, that's true.
Your point is that it's Blockbuster,
Jerry Maguire, Blockbuster movie. I get it now.
Thank you.
Blockbuster Month. We're doing our most requested kinds of topics and then also underneath that, more polling. Bloody hell, we love to poll.
We live to poll.
Live to poll. Poll to live. last week we did the third most popular kind of topic, which was, Dave,
wacky or quirky events from history.
And now we're up to the second most popular kind of topic. Silver medalist.
Oh.
And it is.
Second comes right after first.
Serial killers.
Really? I would have thought that would be number one.
I was expecting number one as well, but no. And it didn't actually beat number three by all that much. It was pretty close.
Oh.
Number four, not too far away. I don't know if do we say what number four was?
I don't think you did, but why not reveal it?
Cryptids.
Ah.
People love cryptids.
I love cryptids as well.
Me too. I felt so long I said cryptoid, and thanks for people for not telling me I was
is
wrong.
Is it? Well, are you wrong?
I don't know.
Anyway, we're doing serial killers now.
cryptoid nerd over there. back where he belongs.
Got in.
I need to be put back in my place. Thank you. I was getting too arrogant when I was reading Shakespeare.
And the way we get onto topic is with a question. And this week's question for blockbuster Topher Grace Maguire. Show me the money.
Show me the question.
Week two. The question is, which... I say which like Dave does now. It's taken 3 years, but I think I say which like that. Which? You really? Ch. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're one of my top 10 influences.
Oh, which? Mine there?
Absolutely not.
Jess,
yeah, you're... Sorry, stupid question.
Come mate. On. I mean, next you'll be asking if you're charming again. Come on.
I didn't ask that. I asked if I was charismatic.
Sorry.
Charming, we know is true. Charismatic, I learnt the hard way. Incorrect.
Charisma and charm, opposites.
Very different things.
The question this week is, which infamous serial killer has been called the most prolific female murderer and the most prolific murderer of the Western world by the Guinness Book of World Records? And Dave, you're a Guinness Book of World Records expert.
Oh, yes, I am. Ask me any record. I'll tell you what it is.
Ask me.
All right. Look, let me warm up, please.
Oh, okay. Longest fingernails.
7'4".
You made that up.
Yeah, it belongs to an... belonged to a man, had them recently shaven off.
Oh, yuck. Why did I ask
shaven
that?
Shaven off.
Yuck.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Had to use like a, some
stop
sort of
talking.
A powered
no.
tool
yuck.
To get them off.
Stop it.
His hand was permanently
stop it right
disabled.
Now. Stop it right now.
What about this one, Dave?
7'4". it's like Queen,
shaved off.
Like Queen Victoria or someone like that?
What?
No. You think of her as a serial killer?
Well, I don't know. Most prolific, maybe. Killed lots of people.
Right.
No, I'm going to know
sorry,
it when
saying,
you say
no, not Queen Victoria, sorry. Like I was thinking of one of the older queens, like Queen Elizabeth.
It is Anne Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth.
I'll give you a couple of seconds.
Do you reckon
here.
We would have heard of this lady?
I think so, maybe. I think a lot, definitely a famous one, but not... Anyway.
Matt, you and I can guess at the same time.
All right.
Elizabeth Bathory.
Bathory.
Yeah, sure, if that's how it's said.
No, sorry, I misheard because you were both speaking at the
you
same time.
You say it with me, Dave. Elizabeth
the
Bathory.
First.
Oh, fuck, don't make me go at it alone. I really want it every time.
How is it spelled?
It's that. It's the accent that gives me trouble. But I think it's something like Bathory. Let's just say Bathory.
Bathory.
AKA the Blood Countess.
Oh.
That is awesome.
That is sick.
AKA Countess Dracula.
Oh, this sounds gross. Yes.
Any relation to Vlad Dracul the Third, aka Vlad the Impaler?
No, but their mythos has sort of been merged a bit.
All right.
Potentially.
Their mythos.
this was suggested by Sandy Ty, Jacob, Chris Waters, and Cinderella Cenobite.
Oh, Cinderella, beautiful name and such a horrible, horrible topic.
Cinderella. Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody Cinderella. Suggested Cinderella. And you're like,
horrific.
Ooh, yuck.
Ooh.
Ooh, no good.
Poisonous apples.
Oh,
no.
Glass shoes. Very uncomfortable.
No, this is such a brutal topic.
Well, it
but
could
I'm excited.
Be, it could be a really nice serial killer.
Yeah, she would just gave a lot of blood.
Really humane.
Yeah, she saved a lot of lives.
Oh, blood drinker, maybe.
Oh, yuck.
Elizabeth Bathory was born on August the 7th, 1560. In Nyarbator, Hungary.
So probably no chance of her listening to this podcast, which is great.
Well, I don't know. It depends how much blood she drank.
Oh, good call.
How much of a vampire
she's
she is.
Going.
Or unicorn blood.
So Hungarian. So that's why then it's got an accent that you're not sure of.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know the Hungarian accent. I've been to Hungary. Great place.
Did you go to an Irish pub there?
Probably. No, I wouldn't have. I went to some cool bars, though. Great bar scene in Budapest.
Wow.
Budapest, the town, three towns coming together to make one town.
Bud, A, and Pest?
Budapest and O Buddha, I think. Well, it doesn't matter. Probably, I mean, it does to them, I'm sure. she was born into nobility, a prominent Protestant family, and grew up in a castle.
La-dee-da.
They were big players in the Kingdom of Hungary, which covered modern-day Hungary.
Hang on.
Whoa, wind that back.
I'm not a geography expert like Jess, but that does not add up.
Dave, let me explain.
Please.
Oh, I don't want to explain. I don't know.
Also Romania and Slovakia.
Which Romania is where Vlad The Impaler's
That's
farm.
Right. Transylvania is part of this. Her powerful family controlled Transylvania and included kings, princes, cardinals, knights, and judges. Her uncle Stephen was the king of Poland. So they were.
She just called him Uncle Steve.
That's just Uncle Steve, the king of Poland.
No Whatever. Big deal.
I go to his beach house on the weekends.
He's
sometime.
Drunk every Christmas. He does this every time.
Whatever.
Oh, not
Uncle Steve.
Steve up!
Steve! Bathory's family also included a bunch of oddballs.
Like every family.
You mean Uncle Steve isn't odd enough?
I should say that this is, because it's quite an old topic, and there are how much of where the myth begins and where reality ends and that sort of stuff is hard to know. So there's a lot of people who argue about this.
So some people say Steve wasn't even her uncle.
Some say his name was Greg.
Greggy Gregson.
And he was just a butcher down the road. But also the king of Poland. No, everyone agrees on that.
Ah, okay, that's good then. Unanimous on that.
Bathory's family also included a bunch of oddballs, and they passed on their knowledge to her. According to one source, an uncle taught her Satanism, and an aunt taught her about sadomasochism. She also learnt Latin, Greek, and German.
A rounded education.
That was from the boring aunt.
Yeah.
So she could speak four languages. Fluently, I believe. When she was around 10 or 11 or 12, honestly, three different sources said each of those ages.
10 to 12.
10 to 12, she was engaged to Count Ferencznadasty. I'm going to call this guy the Count. Count. Nadasty. It just feels like that's, you don't make a name like that. Nadasty.
No.
There's something not quite working in my mouth there. And he was from another prominent Hungarian family. And in 1575, they married when she was around 15 and he was around 19. Apparently, over 4,000 people attended the wedding.
Whoa.
Which is biggish.
Bridezilla. just want to keep it small, intimate.
Imagine not getting
humble.
An invite.
Oh, my God, oh, yeah.
You're the 4,001st most
sorry.
Close family member.
Oh, sorry. We're just trying to keep it small.
Sorry, no plus ones.
Sorry.
We can't have 8,000 people.
Sorry.
You know, when you're at the wedding towards the end of the night and you're not super close and you'll have a real small chat to the bride and groom towards the end, they're like, we're just making the rounds.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Oh, 4,000. Well, you'd have to start the goodbye rounds at the start of the wedding, probably before the wedding.
Thanks so much for coming out.
Yeah.
Really appreciate the dipping into the honeymoon fountain or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the wishing well would be overflowing.
The honeymoon fountain.
Is that what they do?
A wishing well. Honeymoon fountain.
Oh, I forget what you bloody la-di-da types do.
So, Matt.
You give everything a fancy name. I call them the money pit.
Throw it in the money pit. Which is next to the spitting pit.
Oh, that was for the slurping. As a wedding present, Nedadzdi gave his new wife the castle Kaczych.
Kaczych.
What do you give the woman who's got everything? Another castle.
Another Kaczych.
The castle was in modern-day Slovakia, and it remains... Oh, that's fun. I wrote this late. This line I wrote very late last night, but it's good. Let me have another crack at it.
Yeah.
The castle was in modern-day Slovakia, and its remains remain there.
That is fun.
Is it still Slovakia as well?
It is still.
Just that ruin, Slovakia.
Well, so that it was in Hungary, but now Slovakia. And this became their main residence. Over the following decades, the couple had children. This is another thing that seems there's different sources saying different things, but it seems like probably four. I read different names. Maybe they were different translations in English or whatever, but yeah, it seems strange how much the even things like that, like a noble woman who's quite powerful, you'd think it'd be clear how many kids she had. There was one story that she had a kid when she was very young, like a teenager, to a peasant boy, and they gave the kid away to someone. But, you know, who knows if that's true or not.
Wow.
And if it matters. It doesn't. In these years, the Christian Hungary was at constant... there was a Christian country.
Not this hungry is, I'm, Christians.
I'm not introducing a new character called the Christian Hungary. they were at constant war with the Ottoman Empire from the south. And the Count was a handy military man. Trisdazdi or Nadazdi. Can you try and say Nadazdi? Why am I struggling with that so much? I've read it so many times this week.
I can't see it written down from here.
Nadasdy.
Nadazdi.
Nadazdi. Yeah, you made that sound really.
Nadazdi.
Nadazdi.
Or Nadazdi.
I think it's the second D that makes it my mouth trip out.
Just call him the Count. I was enjoying the Count. The Count.
Right. Yeah, Count's good.
So the Count was a handy military man, and he would spend up to 10 months of the year away from home fighting. In 1578, he became chief commander of the Hungarian army, heading out on a military campaign against the Ottoman Empire. So the Ottoman Empire, Dave, you would know. Jess, you would know. There were a big...
Footstools.
Islamic.
Yep.
Empire. And apparently it was on, like, they were a huge, powerful empire. Hungary was quite a relatively powerful one as well, and they were sort of on the front step of Christian Europe's fight against, which I didn't know any of that till reading about this. So as he was away often, this left Bathory in charge of their estates and also of governing of the local populace. So she was very important, very powerful. She was actually from probably a more prominent family than her husband, and she even made him take her surname, I believe.
Yes, bitch, yes.
They were actually combined. Their families were wealthier than the royal family, the king of Hungary. So they were a richer family than the king.
I own you, king.
Yeah, which is interesting. Apparently Matthias, the king of Hungary, often borrowed money from them as well. And he built up a fair debt to Nadazdi and Bathory.
Liz and the Count.
Liz and the Count.
The Count and Liz. One.
They were able to loan this money pretty easily because they were loaded. And apart from the wealth they were born into, the Count would also come back from his military campaigns with pockets full of riches from, you know, the vanquished and his enemies. He'd come back with jewels and cash. So a lot of
pillaging.
Yeah. Yeah, because he needed it, obviously. Yeah.
Hey, I'm the richest guy in my country. I want your money.
They're dead.
I'm taking it back, chucking it on the pile.
So, can't take it with you. I may as well take it with me.
Anyway, you are dead. Why am I talking to you? Gotta go.
It has been a long day. I am pooped.
Cheerio.
I'm still talking. What am I like?
Ooh, pocket watch.
Bathory would divide her time moving around her multiple castle estates. And at each of these castles, they'd have a staff of servants, and many of these were made up of peasants from the local villages. And it is with these peasant servants that Bathory's reputation as one of the cruelest killers of all time, this is where it comes from. According to history.com, to please Bathory, the Count reportedly built a torture chamber to her specifications, and that Bathory's torture included jamming pins and needles under the fingernails of her servant girls and tying them down, smearing them with honey, and leaving them to be attacked by bees and ants. It's a quote from history.com.
Whoa!
Unleash the ants! And you're standing there going, this is going to take a long time.
The ants, why have they put the box of ants so far away?
I mean, it's an ant farm. It's a contained, they've got to break out of their farm? Yeah,
they have to work out how to get out of the farm.
To get to me.
I've left them small ant screwdrivers and hammers. Once.
And instructions on how to dismantle the farm.
In a matter of generations of ants, they will learn the skills required, pass them down to their children. They'll get it.
Through trial and error. Many lives will be lost in the ant community.
This poor girl covered in honey is just like licking her honey off herself to survive.
Yeah.
Most of them stuffed.
Waiting for ants.
Honey's not. It's not a round.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
What am I saying? What's the thing that you have, all your food together? What does that make? If I said not a round, how would you finish
balance?
That? Not a balanced diet.
There we go.
Diet is the word I could not think
oh,
of.
Oh, boy. You are tired.
Don't believe in it. Don't believe in diet. Don't believe in it.
Everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm. The Count is also believed to have participated in the tortures, apparently, but history.com also suggests that he, quote, may have also restrained her impulses.
By building her a torture chamber.
So he's aware of it and builds her a torture chamber. Guys, controversial opinion. Husband of the year.
I'm not into it.
I'm not into it personally.
I think everyone.
I love the support.
I think everyone should have, you know, an outlet.
And she, it would have been hard to be vulnerable in the space and admit that that was your outlet.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, this is a bit embarrassing, but we've been married since I was 15.
Engaged since I was 10.
I feel like
11 or 12.
I really just want to torture some people, but I just don't have the space to do it. I'm getting all anxious and antsy. That's why we keep fighting. It's because I don't have an outlet. And he was like, I hear you. I'm listening and I understand.
It sounds like you misheard her say antsy and just got a lot of ants.
Like, okay, you want some ants? We'll get ants. That's cool. That's great.
Are you thinking honey? You thinking honey on one of the servant girls?
We can do that.
We can do that.
That's fine. I love that. I love love is what I'm saying.
I love love. Mm. Oh, my God. You love love?
I love
love. We have so much in common.
You've changed a lot since this show started.
Yeah, I used to hate love.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
You used to hate people torturing innocent peasants, but now you're on board.
I'm not on board with that side of things. I'm on board with the supportive
part.
Don't
twist her words.
Yeah. I was saying I appreciated him listening to her, not judging her.
Jess is putting positivity out into the universe, and this is what you're throwing back at her? Excuse me?
Thank you, Matt. Dave, I'll accept your apology in writing within the next 3 business days. Thank you.
Well, no thanks, because I hate love.
You hate love.
Yeah, and I love hate, which is very hard for me to deal with.
Okay, well,
because I hate everything about love.
That's a real paradox.
Even loving hate. I hate that I love hate. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Dave's putting nails under his nails.
Smother me with honey.
Not again, Dave. You asked us once before. And you said that was for the ants.
I said no question.
I watched the Discovery Channel did a series 10 or so years back about worst killers of all time. And they did an episode on the Countess. And I watched this on YouTube and it was not very good, admittedly.
Like not well made or like upsetting? It was awful.
No, it was just, I didn't buy it. There was this one guy, Professor Raymond McNally, who is an expert on her. But he's like all in. He's like, she's a vampire, basically. Basically, not quite. But he start like nearly right up the top of the episode. This is a quote from him, which I'm like, I don't think you know what you're talking about. Or you've got weird opinions. Anyway, he goes, it's far more frightening in a way than a male doing that sort of thing. It's a female torturing and killing young girls. So what are you talking about?
What the fuck?
It's so weird.
That's more frightening.
To this professor.
Oh, fuck off.
Who's dedicated his life to studying.
What's his point there? Is that like is it women shouldn't do that to other women, or that she should have more maternal instincts, or that women are soft and don't do awful things?
I couldn't.
Because guess what? It's 2018 and women can murder.
Well, it wasn't 2018 when he said that, nor when she killed many, many people. But yeah,
then it's fucked. She's fucked.
There was someone about this guy. He was.
I'm imagining him with like.
He's exactly how you imagine him. Tell me, what do you think?
I'm imagining quite. I'm imagining like fuzzy hair.
Bushy eyebrows.
Beard.
Bushy eyebrows.
I was imagining brown, but probably gray. Gone a bit grey.
Yeah, grey for me. Bushy eyebrows.
Yeah, bushy eyebrows.
And I'm imagining him quite round. I don't think he wears glasses.
And I think he speaks a bit like this. Yeah. I get quite animated when I'm talking about my subjects. You know, I just the thought of a woman torturing a woman, it makes the mind boggle. Does it not boggle your mind?
Are we close?
Yeah, it's pretty close. not bad. Pretty close.
The mind, it boggles.
You sit there swilling your brandy, and you think, how could a woman do that? A man could do that. Yes, I could do that. Of course I could do that. But Charlotte, my granddaughter, could she do that? I think not.
She is weak.
She's a meek little thing. She can't wield a knife or butter someone's buttocks with honey.
Buttocks, someone's buttocks.
Oh, you've Googled him, yes. Yes, 100%. I was imagining a bit more deranged looking, to be fair. He looks like a dapper gentleman.
Yeah. Now, look, I
was imagining like a mad scientist kind of type.
I don't know. It was mainly that line, to be honest. So I'm just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's great. No, we've built a whole character now.
There's like, you know, there's a, so someone's coming at you and they're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And they're killing you and you're like, well, this is pretty scary, but it's just a man, so, you know, not that scary. Yeah. Pulls off the mask and woman, oh my God.
Oh my God, no, not like this.
Rumors began to spread about Bathory's cruelty during these years also.
It's pretty bad luck for the peasants, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine, you're getting the feeling that they're slaves or they are getting, you know, people are applying for the job and then being like, oh.
Yeah. So and
did not mention that in the interview.
No, but it's like Devil Wears Prada. You know how everyone's like, nobody stays in this job.
Right.
Like, it's just a really tough job, a hard bitch boss.
Yeah, you got to find the new Harry Potter or you are out of there.
But it's like, if you can stick it out, if you can prove yourself, huge opportunities.
Great.
You know?
If you can stick
it. I think it's probably similar.
If you can handle the ants, you're going places.
Yeah, you know?
Because the victims were peasants, though, and because she was in the powerful position, nothing really happened. She was basically protected from having these allegations seriously investigated. Whoa. In 1604, though, a few years ahead, her husband, the Count, died at the age of 48. And with his death, Bathory lost both her husband and also supposedly his restraining influence.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She was being restrained this whole time. Yeah.
According to history.com.
In the 1600s, 48's a, like, is that a good innings?
I think it's okay. I don't
he's
think
still
it's
young.
Great. Yeah, he's young. Yeah. She yeah. lived, she, you know, she lives on.
Yeah.
It was a mystery illness.
Oh, no.
Started feeling numbness in his legs, and then a couple of years later, they still don't know what it was, but it wasn't her. That sounds like they had a great relationship. They were strong. They were tight.
I know they did.
So it wasn't
apparently she was quite a good mother, despite killing a lot of children. She was also apparently quite a, very, you know. Had
just not her own.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's nice, I guess.
It's all, you know, I think a lot of this has been built from small amounts of information and people have inferred a lot and, you know, professors have...
Boggled.
Had their minds boggled by different facts.
It boggles the mind!
From here, some say she took her cruelty up a notch. And according to an article on... This is an article I liked a bit. AllThat'sInteresting.com. Have you heard of that website?
Oh, love it.
It's a good website.
I haven't heard of it, but it's now my favourite.
Neither right. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Off that, they said witnesses suggested that it was at this time that the killings began. And the first victims were these peasant girls that we're talking about who were brought to the castle to work. Some said, you know, come to the castle, we'll get work for you here. Yeah, work, like ants.
Yeah, coming at
you. Yeah. Honey. You like honey? I don't think you're going to like it much anymore.
Yeah,
I'm not talking on crumpets.
This is from history.com again. It alleges that she often bit chunks of flesh from her victims, and one unfortunate girl was even forced to cook and eat her own flesh.
Oh.
Bathory reportedly believed that human blood would keep her from looking young and healthy.
Ew.
This is disputed a little bit.
Told you she's still alive.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
no.
This is something that is definitely disputed. How much she was into this blood and how much of that is myth. Some say she bathed in it. Some say she drank it. Others say that is. A lot of those stories came out years after she died.
Right.
So maybe part of the mythos around her. But
blood's not good for you, is it?
Yeah, medical science has come a long way since.
Like
then.
Drinking, it's not good, is it?
Vampire science has come a long way since then.
That's not, it's not good, is it?
No, it is not good.
Like drinking piss. Not good.
But better.
Is piss or blood better?
Piss,
I think piss would probably be more digestible.
Right, okay. I don't understand anything. So the
but if you've got blood
I drank
in the
a
piss.
Pint of blood, it wouldn't go, it wouldn't go straight to me. I wouldn't get like a blood rush.
Nah.
Is there such a thing as a blood rush? Rush of blood to the head. What if I pour? I mean, you're literally pouring it into your head.
Oh, God. Mate, I gotta, to stop.
You got to hang upside down.
Just the trick is don't think about it too much.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it because I'm imagining a pint of blood.
I'm not thinking about it at all. Ugh. Don't talk like that because you're going to make me picture it.
It's like really thick.
Oh, no.
Is it still warm?
Yeah.
Or do you cool it down?
Ugh.
I should say, I didn't mention this at the start. Once the listeners voted for serial killers. It's the second most popular kind of topic. Mm. I put 8 different serial killers up for the polling for our Patreons, and this is one that by far was the most popular.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah.
So you sickos wanted this. Now imagine a warm pint of thick blood.
No, I think a cold pint of thick blood.
Yeah,
More refreshing.
Yeah, maybe
hot day.
Put on a stick, a little popsicle, yeah. Bloodsicle.
Bloodsicle.
Gazpacho.
Cold soup.
Anyway, thanks Patreon. Appreciate this.
The rumors were still ignored, and I read in a few different places that this was because they were peasants, basically.
Yeah.
Not just that she was powerful, but because they were peasants, so basically it meant that it was no big deal.
Oh, that's awful.
Apparently the line between discipline and cruelty was very fine back then. The workers' rights weren't what they
are now. It wasn't the bloody nanny state that it is now. Yeah. You can't torture your peasants anymore.
You're going to need a form for everything. Can you sign this? Just it's a waiver saying that I can put ants on you. No reason.
Don't worry
Probably
about
never
it.
Have to do it.
No, it's just in case.
Just in case.
So back then, if your dinner was 5 minutes late, you could tell the chef that the next meal will be them. And they have to cook their own leg. And that was, everyone was like, what's the problem?
No, that's fair. I was five minutes late.
Yeah, tough but fair. Thank you. I appreciate this.
Yeah.
Also, tonight's meal was tough but fair, so I'm going to need that other leg tomorrow. Make it bloody well done like I asked for. I mean, medium rare. Fuck. All right. It's been a while.
I don't know how meat works.
But soon, Bathory expanded from just peasants to torturing and murdering daughters from nobility as well. And so it sounded
always
like...
Always
girls, yeah.
Oh. That is weird.
It does boggle.
It does boggle the mind.
And I think in part that's why the whole myth of her wanting the virgin blood and thinking that was what kept her young. I think that because it was all specifically young girls, I think that buys into that myth or whatever. Oh, Jess is finding
Jess
the deaths of
young virgin women.
Okay, I'm interested to hear what triggered this.
Well, if she thinks it's only virgin blood, so she's just picking young, ugly girls. Like, you're definitely a virgin.
No, I'm not, I swear. Come on.
Oh, who's going?
Come on.
That's what made me laugh. And I thought about not saying it, and then I thought, I'll just say
it. I think it's funny that you think that ugly people don't have sex.
I know, that's part... Anyway. They shouldn't.
I can't help but feel a little offended.
Yeah. All right, Jess. Well, how about we tell you what you can't do, huh?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe the uggos will rise up against you. What do you think about that?
Why? So you guys saying I'm pretty.
No, we're saying you're a bloody bully.
Well, I'm only assuming that because of what you're saying. Or are you laughing about yourself?
Yeah, of course. Self-deprecating laugh. Us uggos, we got to stay together.
Us uggos? Oh, thanks a lot. God.
Oh, Dave. I'm so sorry.
Come on.
I was out there.
Dave.
That was not news to you.
Tell me you're not finding that out now.
I was out there banging.
You were not banging, I was Dave.
I am banging, and I was banging.
We've seen your haircut, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. There's no banging happening.
If you had that haircut back then,
sorry,
sure.
I thought you were saying you can see my haircut now. I was thinking, but what else can I do with it? What do you want from me? Oh, yeah, my hair
I'm quiffing here.
Sorry to any ugly people out there.
Jess, I'm right.
All virgins. It's not because you're ugly. I was just joking.
I'd love if people wrote in because they've got such low self-esteem. They think you're talking about them, but enough self-esteem to be offended.
That's the real sweet spot.
I can only assume you were talking about me and I am offended. I've had sex on no less than 6 occasions.
No more than 9. I don't know why it's vague like that.
Not great with numbers either. How are you going to make fun of that?
You got to keep count.
You got to. One of the rules.
Keep a tally.
Keep a diary.
Come on, people.
Sex diary. We've all got them.
We've all got a belt. Got 2 notches. I really need to have sex again. This belt's too loose. Pants keep falling down.
Don't turn to us with the look of such desperation and say, I really need to have sex again. We're your colleagues, not your friends. That's a thing to talk to your friends about.
Okay.
Help me have sex again. I'm so sorry I did this to us, but it's very funny in my head.
Jess, I'm sorry, but that was an act out. I was playing a character.
What do you mean?
It's a character that only has two notches in his belt. I mean, also a character who literally puts notches in his belt.
Have you got more notches than that?
No, I don't have a belt.
That's why your pants
are. I wear very tight pants. You know this. We're colleagues. I tell you that every day.
Now, colleagues, can we get morning pants. Tight pants?
Can we get back onto topic? So let's just retrace ourselves. Before the big laugh, Matt had just mentioned that she was choosing young virgin girls to kill.
Mm-hmm. Before the big laugh. The only, isn't it amazing? And the relief for me was that it was actually an older, like centuries old serial killer. It's still fucked. It almost feels like it's a fairy tale.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel real.
Distance yourself from it a lot easier.
But yeah, obviously it is super, super fucked.
Oh, ridiculous.
She's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah. Wow.
But now she's killing wealthier kids.
Yes, and they're coming to her apparently, sort of like the middle level sort of kids of nobility are coming to her to learn, sort of like for an education in society stuff or something
like finishing
like that.
School kind of thing. Yeah.
I think, well, that's the pretense anyway.
Have their parents not heard the rumors?
She says finishing school. She means it. Life finishing school.
Matt, that was very clever.
Thank you very
much. Did you write that down?
No. Well, I mean, Jess said finishing school and I went, tap a tap a tap. Oh, I totally lost my spot on the page. I did not need to mime that so convincingly. It's almost not even miming it when you just type.
Yeah, when you just hit your keyboard for a bit.
The rumors must have been around. So why are they sending them there? Maybe they're thinking, well, she's doing that to peasants, sure, but not my girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was when she started going after these children of noble families that things started to come unstuck for her as well. Word got back to the king and he took action. This is from Britannica. Her cousin, Georgie Thurzio.
What is that, Irish?
There's an umlaut in the first word and an accent in the second. I don't know. That could be anything. Give me your best shot of that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's exactly how he said it. Georgie Thurzio.
Georgie sounds like a great name.
Yeah. Georgie.
Let's say Georgie Thurzio. So he's Count Palatine of Hungary. He was also, when the Count died, he was the guy that said, you know, look after my kids and my wife. So and then he is the guy who's been ordered by the king to go and investigate these allegations.
Oh, so he's a bit conflicted.
It's a bit conflicted, but... You know, he did what the king told him to do.
Yep.
Depending on the source, when Thurzio arrived, he either found Bathory in the act of killing or at least found very incriminating evidence, i.e. bodies of dying and dead torture victims.
It's hard to deny.
I wonder what she did with the bodies.
Well, some of the things I read, like he came and there were bodies everywhere. There were bodies in the fireplace. Our professor friend, you know, he just everything for him was just big. He's like, there were bodies under the bed. There were bodies in the cupboards. There were bodies on her hat.
But like, so she's still got her own children. Is it just the norm for them that there's bodies around, or does she keep that separate?
It's a wild thing for me. Yeah. I think that by this stage they're probably adult children, I think.
Oh,
must smell so bad.
So bad.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what I
like the poo room.
Oh, yeah.
And the colour bomb.
Yeah. It makes the poo room smell nice.
But I'm like, it sounds so fantastical to me that I don't really believe it.
Just because I don't like that much clutter. That'd drive me insane.
Yeah. Yeah, but what do you do with clutter? You shove it under the bed. Yeah.
No, what you do is you get your servants to sort it. Oh,
hang on.
I got to get new servants.
Mary, clean up. Oh, that was Mary.
Mary, clean up yourself. Oh.
Oh, dear.
Mary, are you dead yet? If not, jump in the fireplace.
Could you drag yourself? Oh, no. So Georgie oversaw an investigation which included something like 300 witnesses, and he collected evidence from all them, and there were some horrific crimes accused of Bathory. A lot of these accusations were compiled in the All That's Interesting article that I was talking about before. And they include the following. Now, if you are queasy, block your ears. But obviously, if you've got this far, you're probably fine. I mean, if you
pick I'm going to try Matt's approach of just not picturing it too
much. Yeah, just don't picture it too much. I have not done any real picturing. Okay. If I'm picturing any of this, it's like hand-drawn pictures.
Yeah, okay. Cartoons.
Oh, interesting term for it. Is that French?
Do I hear a Dugo animation coming up?
Oh, John, no.
No, please. John, no. Please, John, no. I've put them in a handy dot points.
Wonderful. Love a dot point.
So these are some of the accusations.
All right, just go through them.
That Bathory burned her victims with hot irons.
Okay, that's fine.
I heard this explained by others that...
Why is that fine, Jess? Why?
That apparently in medicine at that time, they would do that to try and stop bleeding sometimes, burn wounds with hot irons. So she really, some say she maybe she was...
Yeah, helping.
Maybe.
And it's a lot easier to burn someone with a hot iron than a cold iron.
Exactly.
It's got to be really cold.
Yeah.
Like ice.
Yeah. An ice iron.
Yeah.
They accused her of beating them to death with clubs.
Okay.
But back then they used to seal wounds by hitting them with clubs.
Clubs, yeah.
Oh, I was imagining nightclubs again.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is golf clubs.
Ah.
Jess, don't be an idiot. Come on. Sorry. Golf clubs.
She had a caddy with her. Yeah. What do you think? Four iron. What are we about? About 170, 180 yards?
Four!
180 yards away? Gonna have to really chase after them.
We're gonna have to throw this club.
Luckily, I have great aim.
Like I said before, she stuck needles under fingernails.
Yeah.
Again, stopping bleeding.
Stripped them naked out in the freezing cold.
Hot.
Actually, it sounds like a lot of these things also included stripping them naked.
Okay, so we take that as a given?
I think for the most part, yeah. This one, though, it's specific because it's stripping them naked out in the freezing cold before pouring ice water over their bodies and leaving them to freeze to death.
It's not very nice.
We have mentioned that in a previous episode about someone who would do that and then from the balcony watch them turn into ice statues.
Really?
Can't remember which. There's definitely a previous person who would who was
wasn't Vlad.
That's sick.
It would make sense that it was.
I don't think it was Vlad. Do you remember that at
no,
all?
No, I don't.
Yeah, they would pour water on them and then watch them from the in an interior courtyard walk around.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether it's your first ever website or your business is expanding, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website and engage with your audience.
Jess, before you're jumping, Dave, can you say entrepreneurs again? It sounds so good.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
God, he's good.
Jeez.
If it feels a bit overwhelming to start your own website, don't worry. You can get help with written content on your website with Squarespace AI. Generating instant, personalized results that know and show your brand identity. You explain what your site's about, you choose your tone, you enter what you need, and you get short and long form text. How cool is that?
Oh my God, can Squarespace just do my life?
It'd be good if it could do my taxes.
Hey, you can easily manage your clients and invoices. Two things that I definitely have, from vetting leads to receiving payment via invoices in one streamlined and customizable workflow.
Sorry, Matt, can you pronounce streamlined for me again?
Streamlined.
Beautiful.
Was that closer?
Yeah, in that it was the word.
Okay.
And not streamlined. You can also sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell membership or courses, or you can sell files that your customers can download, like PDFs, music, ebooks.
Right, Jess, can I just get you to say the word courses again?
Courses.
Nailed it. Head to squarespace.com/dogoon for a free trial and to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/dogoon.
Oh my God.
Until I turn into a statue.
Ah, William Shakespeare.
Yes. Classic prick.
I wanted to say the Harry Potter writer, but I couldn't think of her name. I reckon that would have been funnier. Damn it. That would have been, imagine I said that. That would have been funnier.
That is funny.
Yeah, thank you.
But I don't imagine, like, they end up in statues. Surely you'd just be in the fetal position. It's not a very interesting statue. Nobody's going to be, like, just holding
like a triumphant
power
pose
while they freeze to death, you know?
I reckon sword on, yeah, on a horse.
Nobody's thinking of that as you're dying.
Like, if you wanted to, you'd start flipping them the bird and hope that you'd be, like, flipping them off.
I'd want to.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I'd be doing shakas, I reckon. So I looked sick.
Yeah. I'd be miming ripping a bong.
Yeah, fuck yeah. 420.
Unconvincingly, like I just did then.
Ripping a bong.
Stay in school, kids. She covered them in honey, like we said before.
Yep.
This one said before watching bugs feast on her exposed skin. Bugs. Like.
Christmas beetles?
Christmas beetles, ladybugs. Did you say ladybugs or lady beetles? Interesting, huh? Two types of people.
Say ladybird.
Ladybird, yeah.
Is that an option I gave?
No.
Ladybug or lady
beetle.
That's not one, is it? Lady, it's ladybird or ladybug.
Yeah, that's in there.
I say both.
I say lady beetle.
Ladybugs are cute. What are those ones that kind of roll up? They're like really weird looking and they kind of roll up.
What did we call them? Slaterbugs?
Yes. Because I.
Oh, here we go.
I was very tired when I got home last night.
Never heard Slater bugs.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just lying. I took my shoes off and I lay on my back on my bed just with my knees up on my chest, just in a little ball.
Bit of a knees up.
And I couldn't remember, like, the bug that I was trying to be. And I was like, you know, the ones that are like they kind of roll up a bit.
Slater bug, or you're thinking of a millipede.
No,
millipede.
Slaterbug. Slaterbug is what I was thinking of, not a millipede.
Millipedes are horrible.
Anyway. I was tired. It was a fun story there, wasn't it?
Slater bug?
Yeah. And they're like grey.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
And they live in like wood.
Yeah, well, they're actually called, according to the search, woodlouse.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, they do live in.
Or terrestrial isopod crustacean.
Well, that's what I was imitating when I got home last night.
I couldn't believe you couldn't remember terrestrial crustacean.
That is
weird. I'd never seen them before. People also search for millipede.
There you go.
Earwigs? I've heard of that.
Bugs that roll up. Anyway.
Do you think the professor would be more afraid of ladybugs than other bugs?
I just said boggles of mind.
She also, I haven't even finished these dot points yet. She also sewed their lips together.
Oh, which I enjoy that.
That's the only time I saw that referenced. And this one was referenced a little bit. Bit chunks of flesh off their breasts and faces.
Ugh.
Oh, the face. That's fucked.
Yeah, it's because you don't have breasts, so you can't picture that.
Yeah. That's
get on the bench press, either. Dave.
Yeah.
Sort yourself out.
I'm trying.
I'm trying.
Trying you.
The article went on to say that in addition, witnesses said Bathory liked using scissors to torture her victims.
Mm.
She used the instrument to cut off their hands, noses, and genitals. One of her favorite pastimes, witnesses said, was using scissors to slice open the skin between her victims' fingers. I'm so sorry. Oh. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to read that paragraph that much.
Pastime.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you're gonna get from allthat'sinteresting.com.
Allthat'sfuckedup.org.
Gross.
Okay, but so they've investigated her.
Yes, so this has all come out of the investigations. So I'll talk a little bit more about those and then I'll tell you what happened from there. At the time of Thurzo's investigation, some accused her of cannibalism, obviously, with the eating of flesh, while others claimed to have seen her have sex with the devil himself.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Finally, something I believe here.
So you know what I'm saying?
Like
they're like it's almost like they're going, what's evil things? Let's just list off fucked up stuff. Probably the most.
And also, why are you watching people have sex, you weirdo?
Yeah.
Like, avert your eyes.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Give Beelzebub some privacy.
That's rude.
Yeah.
How rude.
So rude.
So rude.
Satan on the streets. Satin in the sheets. You see that pause there? That was me processing that, making sure it made nearly any sense. It didn't, but I still went with it. But probably the most famous or infamous accusation, and the one that gave her the nickname the Blood Countess, was that she bathed in the blood of her young victims in an attempt to maintain a youthful appearance.
Did it work? Was she a babe?
You know, beauty standards change.
That's a no.
Yeah, Uggo. Classic Uggo defense.
Big old Uggo.
Everyone has, you know, beauty is definitely...
Wow, she's real ugly. Wow, man. I mean, he's digging deep.
There's a paragraph about this.
She's fugly. Ooh. She's yuck.
You know, she's yuggly.
She's yuggly.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. There's no photos of her.
Because it was a 1500.
There are statues and drawings and stuff.
Oh, you know,
she just looks like... She looks like classic... Olden days royalty woman.
No,
like,
oil paintings?
She is no oil painting. after hearing the accusations, Thurzo ultimately charged Bathory with the deaths of 80 girls. One witness did claim that there were 650 victims in total, and she claimed that saying that she kept a record and there was a book of it, that Bathory kept a record, and there was this some sort of weird death diary where she'd write all the names down in it.
Oh, she's got a sex diary and a death diary.
But the neither...
She's thorough.
Wow.
Neither diary was ever found. Oh. So it's not really believed to be true.
80 is still ridiculous. But also, I know that they're peasants, but they still have families. Like, they're still people. Yeah. They're... Parents don't notice they're gone, or
I think they do, but they
can't do anything about it.
They're also connected. She's connected to the church.
Yeah,
she's powerful with them. She goes, give them a normal burial. Say it's, you know, a lot of, and people did die young. Certainly, poorer people would.
Shit.
Oh, like I think everyone, like you said before, expected age.
Yeah.
Death age was younger.
You just be like, sorry, she got sick.
Yeah. Illnesses went around and wiped people out. So, but it's like, oh, a lot of people getting sick after they've come to work for you for a brief amount of time.
Oh, it really, see, it always has paid to be wealthy. You can just get away with stuff. God, I can't wait to be wealthy.
So you can get away with.
Do you reckon one day I'll be wealthy?
Not really.
No. Thanks, Matt.
It's usually
keep me grounded and also from killing.
No, I don't want to kill. I just want to be.
What does she want to get away with?
I don't know. Like...
It's usually charismatic people that are wealthy. Sorry.
Oh, get
it's
fucked.
It's also normally the charismatic ones that seem to be the.
The murderer types because they get away with it.
Yeah.
Again, great that I'm not charismatic.
Woof. Dodged
the bullet.
The bullet. And so did a lot of other people.
That wouldn't be my method.
Oh.
Okay.
You thought this through.
I'm a lot more hands on, a lot more personal.
Yeah.
Mm.
The
bow and arrow from a distance.
Yeah, I'm quite hands on with the bow and the arrow. Use my hands.
I don't like loud noises. Guns are too loud. Bang! No.
Use a silencer. Damn it.
A what?
Yeah, but with a bow and arrow, it's just a boy.
That's my boner.
Really turns her on.
I get really erect.
Whip, boy, that's the zip going down and the boner coming up. Now time.
It improves my accuracy. If I'm rock hard, I hit the bullseye every time.
It always points due north.
And also tests the wind.
Compass dick burgers.
This way, boys. I'll lead us to safety.
Safety is always north.
Turning around, like to go, the army's behind her, just like changing direction. And you're missing some fun face work from Dave. That's why we say you've always should be here in the studio with us.
And we invite people every week and they don't turn up. What's with you people? What's with you?
You dogs.
If you're in Melbourne, there's live shows always.
Yeah, good.
Check out our website, dogoon.com.
Dogoonpod.com.
Fuck. What did I say?
Dogoon.com.
Dogoonpod.com/ what's the live shows?
Your mum's butt.
That's it.
I think it's live-shows.
Dave, say it correctly.
And could you also update the URL so that that works? Your mum's butt.
Oh, yeah. Can you do that?
I think I can.
Do you have that power?
Yeah.
Does the internet allow that?
I can do that.
Does the internet
allow that? And I just want to be a picture of me going...
Do go on pod.com/yourmumsbutt. All right, I'll try and get that happening. I'll speak to our webmaster, our web wizard.
You're talking about yourself in the third person?
Yeah. I know a guy. It's me.
Ask me those famous three words.
What are those famous three words?
Dave, say the
Say
the name of
the I thought you should like ask me what they are.
Yeah, me too. I was like, where's this going?
It's not a question.
I should have said command me.
Do go on.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't understand.
So that's on you.
What are her famous three words?
That's on you.
I mean, they're not famous. Everything about what I said
both
was wrong.
Very clever people on the podcast didn't pick up on what you were saying.
But you did eventually.
Clever people.
That's right.
Ask those famous three words. Well, what are you talking about? No.
Do go on.
So there were arrests, right?
Yeah.
These servants were charged as her accomplices and put on trial in 1611. They were convicted of the crimes and punished in similarly brutal ways to what they were accused of.
Oh. So do you reckon, though, that because they were her servants, so they kind of were forced into it?
Yeah, well, it feels like...
It's not. I mean, what's the likelihood that she happened to hire two servants who were also sickos?
Yeah, we're right into it. Four servants.
Four.
I've seen what happens to the servants who, you know, for no real reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not say anything.
And also just those work conditions. There's bodies everywhere. Yeah. Ugh, no thank you.
But
no,
you're saying you. the punishment fit the crime.
Not fun.
Punishment. I don't think it was a punishment.
No, but the punishment fit the crime. So you did this to someone, so we're doing it.
Well, it's not, yeah, similar. I guess it was just, back in those days, punishments were more fucked up anyway.
Mm.
One was beheaded. And then the others, I read slightly varying things on this, had their hands chopped off or had their fingers pulled off with pliers or something like that.
Oh, God.
And then were burnt at the stake.
Fuck.
Maybe as witches, which...
Right.
I didn't say that wasn't across everything. So I was like, weird. Yeah, I guess.
Whoa.
If it was in that time where things were just, you're a witch, if you're a witch because I think you might be, then this is probably one thing where people would be like, yeah, this feels a bit witchy.
Yeah, sure. Finally something that actually seems witchy.
Yeah.
That's full on.
Bathory was never tried, though.
What?
Instead, she was confined to her chambers at Castle Kastich, and not allowed to leave. She was basically bricked in, I think, and she remained there until she died on August 21st, 1614, at the age of 54.
So it was another 5 years.
Yeah, I think she was in there, 4 or 5 years.
Bricked in.
Yeah.
Apparently,
she'd get her food through a little hole. A guy put a tray through. And then on the night that she died, she said, I've got a weird feeling in my arms, I think she said. Something like that. She's got a bit of a weird feeling. And her guard guy was like, you'll be right. Go have a nap. And she just never woke up.
She got away with it,
so
really.
So she got to die kind of peacefully.
Yeah.
In her home prison. Oh,
I guess she was really rich.
Fucked.
Yeah, and the reasons for this are different things. It sounds like I think the king wanted to kill her as well, like punish her by death. But people are like, this will be bad for the nobility in general. Sounded like things were all on a knife's edge, you know.
Your family, my family.
And then the Protestants and Catholics, and also there were just a lot of different families, and so for whatever reason, they thought this would be she still had a powerful family there. The king also obviously was owed them a lot of money, and that was waived, that debt in this deal. So. A lot of moving pieces.
Oh, that's fun.
I'll read it out rather than just spluttering what I just did then. There's still plenty of conjecture about how true the accusations are, and modern historians debate over a wide spectrum of what the reality was. From at one end, she killed 650 young women and girls and bathed in their blood in an attempt to stay young at one end. And at the other end, some argue that it was all a stitch-up to take her wealth and power, and she didn't even do any of it. And then there's a lot of people in the middle of
right.
That.
Yeah, I'm going to fall somewhere in the middle. I think 650 is too high, realistically.
That's a lot. Yeah.
That's like, you know, too many. How do you get that many people, you know?
Yeah, and just, I mean, she's doing it across like majority at that one castle, but she also had other castles around. So apparently, you know, she was doing it in different places.
But I'm definitely not in the camp of it was a stitch up.
Right.
She's innocent.
Too much. It's a big stitch up, I guess.
Yes.
Do you think the Guinness World Book of World Records stitch people up?
I don't think so. I would never accuse them of such a thing.
Exactly. They are bastions of journalism.
I don't call them that.
Sorry about that.
You bastion. This is from Britannica. While documents from Bathory's trial support the accusations made against her, modern scholarship has questioned the veracity of the allegations. Bathory was a powerful woman, made more so by her control of Count Nedadzdi's holdings after his death, and the fact that a large debt owed by Matthias to Bathory was cancelled in her by her family in exchange for permitting them to manage her captivity suggests that that the acts attributed to her were politically motivated slander that allowed relatives to appropriate her lands. So that's pretty bold from Britannica.
Yeah, wow, they're really going saying she didn't do it.
Closer to the stitch-up end of things.
Wow.
Or they're reporting that modern scholarship is
questioned. Imagine if it was just a stitch-up.
It would be ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Whoa.
Like that's crazy. A lot of people have to make up a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 300 people that have been questioned, or at least that's been falsified or whatever. So these debts that the king had to Bathory were perhaps motivators for the accusations. On top of this, there are historians who believe that the many witnesses who provided incriminating evidence did so under duress or while being tortured themselves.
Right. Say she spread honey on you, or I'll put more honey on you.
Yeah. So, and I think we now know that if that is, people don't give good information if they're being tortured. They'll say what the torturer wants to hear rather than.
Yeah, I suppose it could have been like, I've written out what I want you to say, just sign here.
Yeah. Or look at that bucket of cold water.
There's a lot of honey in that bucket of cold water.
Cold honey in that bucket of. And we're going to go put you out there with those icy ants. We're doing a little mashup here. Just trying out, see what can happen. It's just these dead ants.
Dead ants, and then like a sticky.
Let's see what happens.
A sticky person walking around the courtyard going, this is weird. Can I come
frozen
in now?
Honey, like in a bucket that just like hits them in on one sludge and just falls off.
And then it's like, ow, my thigh.
All right, I think you've learned your lesson.
Right. I'll sign here.
Okay, I just want to get away from you. Potentially, some historians say this is the true story of Elizabeth Bathory, and this is from All That's Interesting. She owned strategically important land that increased her family's already vast wealth, and as an intelligent, powerful woman who ruled without a man by her side, and as a member of a family whose wealth intimidated the king, his court went on a mission to discredit and ruin her. As the feminists of this podcast, I'd like to say, I reckon, I have no idea. They conclude their article saying the best case scenario is that Bathory abused her servants but came nowhere near the level of violence alleged at her trial. Worst case, she was a blood-sucking demon sent from hell to murder virgins. Both make for a good story, even if only one of them is actually true.
Hang on. The first one doesn't make a good story. A woman that kind of treated her peasant or her servants badly. Mm. That's not a good story.
Well, it is if she had the torture chamber but just used it to, like,
slap
them about a bit.
It sounds like, well, I mean, she's saying abuse. I think they were saying it was pretty bad but not the worst. But so they're saying at the best case she did.
It was awful.
So we can say she's not categorically, she's a bad person. It's how bad.
Yes. I think that is probably true.
Yeah.
If you go back to our professor mate that we were talking about before, one of his early quotes is, it was a lot of sound bites. So I reckon the Discovery Channel over whoever put that episode together would have been like loving him. He was just quote, like, just, it sounded like he was in the room just saying things he could remember, you know? Like he goes, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And she had absolute power. So.
And therefore,
power was absolute.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah,
we get you to say that again, but just stop about 5 minutes ago.
So, whatever the truth, the legend lives on, and that's the end of the report. She is still seen as
She's still alive.
And, well, and if she hadn't been bricked up, I reckon she would still be alive because she'd still be drinking the blood of virgins. Yeah. Which, as we all know, modern science has discovered the blood of virgins is the life force that keeps us going.
Yeah.
She's gone on to inspire so many different kinds of art, music. There's a band named after her, paintings, books, films.
So there's paintings.
There's plenty of... paintings that have been inspired, but I don't know if they were painted at the time. It possibly could have been. On another video I watched, there was a guy, a BBC thing, where a guy went to her hometown and to the museum, and the portrait of her is out the back in storage. So he went, like, they were filming out the back. For some reason, it's out the back in storage. Watched another guy, like a vlogger. He went to the castle and he did a little tour of the castle. There's like a real Ocker Aussie guy who does, like, ghost vlogs.
Oh, love
no,
it.
No.
And he's like... He was a real character, and he was in the town. And he goes, they love it here. It's like imagine a town who's so proud of this serial killer that they there's like statues of it. Look at this statue. Look at those eyes. And he like zoomed in on his handy cam onto her face of this wooden statue. It's like, yeah, I mean, any wooden statue is going to have some pretty odd looking eyes. Look at those eyes, sinister.
Look at that wooden look on her face. It's a bit strange, a bit sus.
And yeah, he went around there. So the castle, a lot of it's still there. So maybe one day we'll
in
go
Hungary.
This is in
Slovakia.
Modern day Slovakia.
Wow, we've got to go there. Put it on the tour, baby.
Put on the list. We've got to get a world map going with some pins.
Oh. Take them out of it. Take them out of our peasants. Put them into the board.
Yes, sure. Let's do it. I guess if we're going to take them out of our peasants and put them into our board.
Why can't we just buy more pins? I don't want to take them out of the peasants. Well, they haven't earned it yet.
Good point.
That is a good point. Like good, pins have.
Good point.
So that was suggested by Sandy Tye, Jacob, Chris Waters, and Cinderella Chenobite.
Thank you to those sickos.
Thank you, sick fucks.
And to the sickos on Patreon who thought that would be the best serial killer to report. That was a great report. Thanks, Matt. Didn't know about her.
Well done, Maddie.
The only thing I think I know about her is the blood thing, because I remember going to one of those sort of Madame Tussauds type things, but it's not Madame Tussauds. It's like more of like the a fucked up one, like a dungeon of London or Edinburgh or something, and there was like a lady, and she's pictured in a bath of blood.
Right.
And I reckon that must have been her.
It wasn't Queen Elizabeth II.
Philip, the blood's going cold.
Fetch me more hot blood.
Now is time for the segment I like to call, because that's what its name is,
Fact, quote, or question.
And a listener has made a jingle for it, so I'll put it in here.
Fact, quote, or question.
Hey.
What a jingle.
What?
We should also say thank you to that listener, and I'll bring up their name now, because a great jingle, a lot of effort went into it.
Yeah, that is funny that I was just going to put it in without the name, but I'd forgotten about doing it till just then. Now the pressure's on for me to figure out how to download it, because I have tried a couple of times, and I think I've just got to sign up to a thing.
Perry Ritter. Thank you so much, Perry. Sent it in. You don't need to download it, mate. He emailed it to us.
Yes.
Got an MP3 of it. Perry Ritter. Hey, Dave, Matt and Jess. Per Matt's request, I have attached my jingle for fact, quote, or question. Cheers, friends. Perry Ritter.
Thanks so much, Perry. Thanks for making the internet easier for me. You brought the internet to me.
You absolute fool.
So this week's fact, quote, or questioner is second timer, Kevin Ulysses Packrad.
Kevin.
Oh, I love that name so much. I don't know. It's a combination.
His title used to be I think it was the Deputy Vice President of Cannelloni Production or something. but he's changed it now to Sketchy Pup Vendor.
Oh, sold a pup.
Exactly. And
I get the joke, Kevin. Ha ha.
And he's given us a quote this time with a little message here. He says, "Hey, guys. Love what you did with my first fact, even though it had various mistakes that I am so sorry about. And since I sold Matt a pup last time, I would like to change my title for this." sorry, Dave, no more sweet cannelloni.
Disappointing.
Where did the cannelloni thing and you start from, Dave? I don't remember that origin.
Do I? Mainly it's just me liking cannelloni.
Oh, that makes sense.
Soft, easy to eat, but very tasty on the tongue.
Matt and I pulled matching faces.
Kevin gets it.
So okay. this is the sketchy pop vendor, Kevin Packrad's quote. You know, if you take everything I've done in my entire life and condense it down into one day, it looks decent. And that comes from the great George Costanza. He said also, that was my cousin's yearbook quote, who is going to Notre Dame next year.
Oh.
Did I say that right? Notre Dame?
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame, baby.
Notre Dame.
Okay, you're saying it wrong.
Notre Dame. I'm saying it with the wrong accent, I think. Notre Dame. Because you'd say, like, we'd say Notre Dame, right?
Yes.
And but they say Notre Dame.
Yep.
I love it. They do it way better. So that is, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin, and that, if you want to do a fat quote or question, you can support us on the Patreon, which is patreon.com/diggleonpod.
Mm. That's right, and you can get all sorts of rewards while keeping this little show pony ticking along. A couple of bonus episodes per month we're doing at the moment. Two bonus episodes that no one else except the patrons here. So get on board. We'd love to have your support. And it's a good old time on there. Great community of people we're building on the Patreon.
The last one we did was about the Mandela effect.
Mandela effect, that's right. When people misremembering, possibly, or reality changing. Find out if you listen to that episode. A lot of fun, that one.
Dave shreds a new portal hole in that theory.
What just happened?
What are you talking about? Dave shreds a new portal.
You ripped it a new arsehole, but some part of their theories was that it portals to different dimensions and different realities. You probably forget, but I went deep into the Mandela effect.
I'm a skeptic.
Yeah, I think it turned out normally at least one of us
is on board.
Is on board, but that one,
not so much.
It was fun though. Listen to us tear that
it was
new
fun.
Asshole.
Normally, because what we're going to do now is what we do at the end of every episode, where we thank some Patreons
for their generous support.
For their support. And normally we sort of try and make it themed to the episode.
Yeah.
But this episode was fucked.
All right. So if they were a peasant, how would we torture them?
Yeah, see, I don't want to do that. So what do we do here? I was thinking name their castle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what was her great nickname? Was it? It's pretty effed, wasn't it?
The Blood Countess. Dracula.
They're a count or countess, but not of blood, but of something else.
Yeah, okay.
A different body part.
Yeah,
they got to be a body part.
The body part of blood.
No, a different type of bodily fluid.
Oh no. There aren't so that many.
There's only so many.
Yeah, so somebody's got to be the Count Cumula.
Well, I reckon the first person would be pretty into that.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Countess anything.
Yes.
Fluids is funny.
I want to hear the first thing that Dave comes to your mind, Dave, when I say, I'd love to thank Brandon Edwards from Jefferson, Indiana.
The Count of Gatorade.
Ooh.
Yeah, what flavor?
Blood.
Blood orange?
Blood orange.
Oh.
Blood orange Gatorade. Oh, that's some good stuff, Brandon. Ooh.
Count Gatorade.
Indiana. You know, that is the state that...
Of hydration.
Yeah. The hydration state. Go Hydros.
Electrolytes.
It also contains a little old town that we like to call Gary, Indiana.
Yes, which we're going to be getting to next year if all goes to plan.
That is right. Thanks to our Patreon supporters.
Supporters?
I was just thinking, whether they want us to go to Gary or not.
Supporters!
I've already had quite a few people say they'll drive to Gary.
Yes. Also had a lot of people say, please don't go to Gary.
Yeah, but I think they're starting to come around. They know we're definitely going.
So you've got to just deal with it.
I mean, I'm looking at whether Brandon could get there. It's but an 89-hour walk.
Ah, easy peasy.
But if you drove there, Brandon.
I'm also on Bing Maps, and it is hard to use. I miss Google so much.
4 hours, 4 hour drive from Jeffersonville to Gary, Indiana.
Easy. That's an easy drive.
How long?
Four hours.
Geez, Indiana's biggish.
Yeah. Well, I think he's right down the bottom. On the border of Kentucky.
Ooh, bourbon country.
Which is very, very cool.
Fried chicken country.
And also, I was going to say Gatorade country, but that's definitely Florida. Anyway, Brandon also, Edwards, thanks so much.
Thanks so much. The Count of Gatorade.
Blood orange.
Puts back in when the sweat takes out. That was one of those brands. I'd also love to thank from Colorado Springs in Colorado.
Oh, wow. What a combo.
John Stewart. Uncle John. Spells it wrong, but all good all the same.
Count of milk.
The count of milk.
One milk, please.
Yeah.
And done.
He's good. Milk.
I like that. Milk. So John is just an hour drive from Denver, which contains Denver Airport. Which
is where Blucifer lives.
That's right. It's on the long list, I should say, of American places to visit. We've got a long, long dream list. We're going to whittle that down based on basically where people are downloading from. So if you're in the US and you're thinking, I'd love them to come to where I am, get all your friends, all your family members onto the show, because the more people that come to the show, obviously, the more viable it is for us to come to all 50 states.
Fuck, that'd be so good. Even Hawaii?
Oh.
You gotta go Alaska? To Hawaii on the way home just for a bit of R&R.
R&R in Alaska.
Yeah, a bit of Hang 10.
Gnarly.
Thank you to the Count of Milk.
Aloha. I'm so sorry. To everyone. For
I would like to thank, if I could thank some beautiful, beautiful people.
Please.
All the way from Tom's River.
Oi, that's my river. I'm Tom.
And it's in New Jersey.
Yes.
It is in New Jersey.
Tom's River. I love the sound of that.
I'm looking at where that is. That is a beautiful, right on the east coast there.
Why don't you just thank the person first?
Oh, look at what the town just to the north is called.
Brick. I'm from Brick, New Jersey.
And really close to Asbury Park, which is where I'm pretty sure the man Bruce Springsteen's from.
There's someone at home having heart palpitations. Like, is it me?
Is it me? Hey, I'm laying bricks here. Shitting bricks here, should have said. Anyway, from Tom's River, New Jersey. Maybe I've been putting it off because I don't want to butcher your name here. But I'm going to have a crack. Kayla Hodkowitz.
I reckon that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kayla Hodkowitz.
Hodkowitz.
Which has a W, a C, and a Z.
A C? Oh, what wacky alphabet is this?
Honestly, he is ridiculous.
Well, let me ask
when
you.
When you come from Warnocky and he's like, oh, it's got some weird letters in there.
Fair call, absolutely fair call. But when people butcher my name, I
hate them.
I take him to task.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's the weirdest pronunciation you've had?
Not
Warnique?
Yeah, I've had Warnique a few times, which I really like.
yeah, Warnique's good. Nice. But
quite pretty.
It probably should be Warnocky, right?
Varnakay. I get a...
David Varnakay.
Oh, yeah, David Varnakay.
I get Warnecki.
Oh, I like that.
Warnecki.
Yeah.
Xavier Michaelides calls me Warnecki.
Does he know?
No.
That he's wrong?
Initially, he didn't know. Then discovered he was saying it wrong and then was like, I'm just going to double down. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's
great.
How often is he saying his name? Is this emceeing you or something?
No, just when I see him, he'll say, hey, Warnecki. Work with him sometimes at the project. He's saying Warnecki.
He calls me Perko.
Even in modern days. Feels like you must have known him for 10 years.
No. Maybe five.
That's a long time. Save you, Michael Ladies.
Anyway, Kayla Hodkowitz. She's the Countess of, Matt.
Oh, okay.
Liquid.
All right, I'm not knocking that one out.
Kayla Hodkowitz is the Countess of...
Sea salt water.
Is that normal water with cracked sea salt in it?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is good for opening your pores in your gullet.
Sea salt water on Tom's River.
Since I had my wisdom teeth out, I have to rinse my mouth out with salt water every time I eat.
Exactly.
Are you still doing that?
So you
yes.
get it.
This must be the longest recovery of all time.
No, I have big gaping holes in my mouth.
Amazing.
I don't know how this is so surprising to you. I had major surgery.
Matt, did you say you were at work the next day?
I'm like the Wolverine.
I was very brave.
I'm so sorry. You are very brave. And also, I imagine that salt water tastes terrible.
I kind of like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's one of those things.
I've always liked it. I've always loved salt.
dark chocolate with salt. Where do you stand on that?
I don't like dark chocolate.
Chocolate with salt.
Big fan. No, when I was in, when I was traveling around Europe years and years ago, there was a Lindt chocolate that was milk chocolate with sea salt. Here you can get dark chocolate.
Mm.
I just remembered it then. I'm finding it when we were over there.
For a little while, I think Cadbury's was doing one with like salty crackers and chocolate, like the crackers on top.
Haven't they just done one with CC's, like Doritos?
Oh, maybe.
Like
that doesn't
chips.
Sound any good.
Apparently it's
yeah,
there's
chocolate with corn chips.
Anyway,
absolutely right.
I don't know those ones.
Yeah, they were really good.
I love salt and chocolate. Mm. Yum. Salted caramel, get it at me.
Kayla, the Countess.
Of salt, sea salt water.
Should I maybe just, sea water. I could just go salt water.
Now, sea salt water.
Sea salt water. It's
you
could
charge a premium.
Yeah.
Really,
it's got a certain, I don't know, I can't quite think of a word for it, but yeah, it's got a certain something anyway. Wait, hang on. Let's say a certain je ne sais quoi.
Oh.
Mm, if that helps
the
you.
The Countess of je ne sais quoi.
Oui.
Oh, bon. I would also like to thank, from the same beautiful country, from Gastonia, North Carolina. We've already got a great state. I wish I knew one fact about it. I don't know anything about North Carolina.
I can't think of anything.
Okay. I've got a few. Let me think. Which one should I go with? Okay, well, Michael Jordan's actually from there. That's where he went to college, basketball. One of the GOATs.
Oh, right.
It's one of the top 10 GOATs.
Meh.
And he, up there with Wilt Still. And he, he actually went to college there. And he wore his college shorts under his NBA red Chicago Bulls shorts for his whole career. So,
underneath, he wore two pairs of shorts?
Yeah, two pairs.
Oh, that is wacky.
That is absolutely amazing.
And I think I know what I'm going to say for this one too.
I would like to thank, and we love a fact about North Carolina, and we love
ball sweat.
We love a junior, but we even more love
a
tray.
Oh, tray.
We even more love.
We love our bread. We love our butter, but even more we love
Madeline.
I would like to thank from Gastonia, North Carolina, James Carl Williams III.
Oh, I love a third.
Or the Count of Michael's Secret Stuff.
Oh.
You know that reference?
Really thought you were going to say ball sweat.
I think it's one and the same.
Imagine Bugs Bunny has gone, this will get the other cartoon characters going. The ball goat's sweat. Ball sweat. One of the goats. I don't want to get any LeBron fans
wrung
upset
out his balls myself.
He's one of the top 20 goats.
James Carl Williams III, thank you so much for
thank what you. A name, James Carl Williams III.
I would like to thank someone also, a little bit closer to home this time.
Oh, really?
Well, a little bit, still in Western Australia.
Still many thousands of kilometres away.
So far away.
In
Western Australia, born and raised.
On a plane.
On a mine. I was trying to make it.
Play mine, where I spent most of my
evenings.
Chilling out, maxing, digging up iron ore, shooting up. I'm such a good streak. Never let me. If I freestyle, it comes out.
You're a bad
God
man.
Damn it. This is my version of freestyle is slightly altering the lyrics of a TV show theme.
Anyway, from Western Australia, I would like to thank Chris Potts.
Oh, Potsy.
Potsy.
I like that. Jesus. From James Carl Williams III.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, can we ever get close to that? But I reckon
Chris Potts is great.
Potts is a sweet
I think that's
name.
Cute as. Dave, count of?
Oil.
Oh, oils and oils.
Very.
When Chris Potts is around.
Very wealthy.
Yeah, that's great.
Very wealthy
good for you,
member
Potsy,
of the Patreon.
But humble.
Oh,
that's what I like.
What are we talking like? We're talking like black gold Texas
Oh, we're
tea.
Talking Texas. Black gold.
Oh, was it like olive oil?
Oh, yes.
Olive oil? You mean like Popeye's girlfriend?
No, his oil is the one that they are.
You know she's a person. She's not just.
She's a cartoon character.
Popeye's girlfriend. She's got her own stuff going on. Okay.
What show is she on? The olive oil show?
Yeah.
Probably is. She's probably had a spin-off.
Why not?
The olive oil hour of power.
Very good. Thank you, Potsy.
Potsy.
And I'd also like to thank from Great Britain, This is another good name. Robbie Lenny.
Oh, a double E. Oh. Robbie Lenny.
Robbie Lenny.
Robbie Lenny. It's got a certain rhythm to it.
Robbie Lenny.
Robbie Lenny.
The Count of Vinegar.
Where's he from? Count of Vinegar.
He's from the UK in Cumbria.
Ooh, Cumbria. That's an old place, right?
In the Lake District.
I guess old places are old, really.
And it's
they?
All relative, isn't it? Australia's a very new country, so anywhere else compared to us feels like they've got a lot of history. You know? Like a building here that's 20 years old is heritage listed.
Yeah.
That's true. Though our first people, first Indigenous people have the oldest culture, continuous culture in the world. So fucking suck on that.
Yeah.
Suck on that. Lenny. Robbie Lenny.
Nah, good on you.
I know you don't think it's a competition. And I've got to say, we've had very little to do.
We can't really claim.
I don't think we can claim a lot of
to
that.
To be honest, I can only claim anything that's happened since 1990. But Robbie Lenny, really hope to see you all the way from Cumbria. Well, maybe one of our UK shows. That'd be cool. And to everyone that is coming out to those shows, they are all sold out now except for the one show in Birmingham.
Oh, really? Cool.
So
I might go along so I can still get a ticket.
I'll see if I'm free.
You can get a ticket to your stand-up show possibly, Matt, in London.
Oh, yeah. I should probably have mentioned that more. But I think that Maybe. Is – I think that's sold
it's
out.
It's going well.
Yeah.
You're close.
If it isn't, it's close. Check it out if you want to, though. MattStewartComedy.com/ – is it gigs or shows? But. Gigs.
I reckon you say gigs.
Yeah, I reckon you say gigs. Whenever you listen to it, even if you listen to this in a year's time, maybe I'm coming back to your place.
Hey, that could happen.
Robbie Lenny. I swear to God, I'm going to be singing that in my sleep tonight. Robbie Lenny.
That's going to be very annoying for your neighbours.
Potsy.
Potsy.
Hey, Potsy. I'm Potson here.
And thanks to everyone that supports us on Patreon. Means a lot to us. One more time, it's patreon.com/dogoonpod. If you would like us to have fun
butcher
with your name.
Butcher your name, yeah. Have fun with is nicer, yeah.
Yeah, I had fun with it.
Robbie
that's
Lenny.
That's a Weekly Planet catchphrase. Yeah, I had fun with it. That's my Mesa impersonation. I had fun with it. That's when they didn't really like a movie. It's a real subculture lingo thing. You've really got to. It's an aeroplane flying overhead. Is that Mike picking that up?
I doubt it.
Jess looked at like her ears, like actually got up higher, like a dog.
Like the dog she is. Aeroplane?
Raggy?
We'll be on one of those soon.
Oh, my God. I'm the Scooby-Doo of this group.
Yeah, I'm definitely the Shaggy.
Oh, no. I'm the Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, I was going to say Daphne, but okay.
Daphne.
Daphne's a bird. Nerd.
No, she's smart.
Oh, so, or is it? No, I'm.
No.
I'm Wilma.
Wilma.
I'm Wilma.
You can be Scrappy.
No, you're
want.
Definitely Scrappy.
Yeah, now that you've put it out there, you're Scrappy.
Scrappy sucks. He ruined the show.
Yep, that's about right.
Sounds it.
Oh, piss off. I'm Wilma. I need this.
I solve the crimes.
Oh, hang on. We haven't even considered me being Fred.
Yeah, you're definitely not
God,
Fred.
God, he's such a dreamboat.
Which one's Fred? Is that Freddie Prince Jr.?
Yeah.
Lost control
Nunya.
Of that one.
Freddie Prince
I think I said
Nunya.
Freddie
Prince Jr.
Nunya.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to wrap this up.
Please.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that.
Well, it's spinning out of control.
If you want to get in contact anytime, all the links are on our website, dogoonpod.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. YouTube's happening. We got an email. It's dogoonpod@gmail.com. But, you know, drop us a line anytime.
Yeah.
We're closing our laptops here. It's all
no,
it's
I
over.
Was just closing Dave's to annoy him, and then Matt followed suit, which is cute. And did I don't you? Have one. Anyway.
But yeah, drop us a line, suggest a topic. We always love to hear those. And maybe you too will be the next contestant on
the band.
Oh, we really have to go. Thank you so much. Until next week, I'll say thanks and goodbye.
Laters.
Bye. I nearly forgot my catchphrase and I nearly said laters. What a world.
What a loser.
I'm very influential.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Well, I'm going to cut it.
Okay.
And also these things I'm saying now.
Cutting this?
This thing right now. I'll cut these words.
What about this one?
That's gone.
Can you put this at the end of the episode?
Certainly not. I will not let our highbrow podcast be reduced to such pithle pothle.
Pithle pothle. It feels funny on my tongue.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.